Finishing Mirat Hashem Simin Kuf Chaf. So let's jump. We're going to skip a few Sif and those that are relevant. If you jump now to Sif Yud Beis.
Ezra's still recovering from the styrofoam.
So says the Shulchan Aruch, a styrofoam cup. Fine. Tzarech lahatbil yedei hakli. One has to be tovel the hands of the kli as well. It's not enough to put in the pot that touches the food, but even the handles require the tefillah as well. Very davar pashut. Fine. Sif Yud Gimel says the Shulchan Aruch, Tzarech lahavir hachaluda, you have to remove the rust. Kodem tefillah before tefillah. Ve'im lo what? Yud Gimel. Ve'im lo heavier, if you don't remove it, imakbid alav, if you're concerned with the rust being there, bothers you. So chotit, it serves as a chatit to apostle. Tevila. Vim shifshef finasin begecham. If you rub it off, you try to scratch it off, you place it in hot coals to burn them off. Vinishar dain ma'at shel chaluda. A little bit left. Shelo yachal lav or al yidei kach. It's not going to remove from scrubbing it off. Have miuta she'ena makbid lav. It's a small part that is not makbid. Ve'no chotit. It doesn't do chatitza. So just as a quick background, the din of chatitza midrash is a Rove umakbril. It has to cover most of the item and your makbid. You care about it? No, thank you. One without the other, makbid, but not rove. Or rove and no hakpada, that's only chatitza midrabanan. If it's neither rove nor is it, or you makbid, that's completely mutter. That's not a chatitza. So if you scratch off the things, all, you know, all that, the glue that's stuck from the stick, you can't get off, and you really don't care about that anymore, so then it won't be a problem. It's going to be a good chatitza.
It doesn't make a difference if it's on the bottom of the clay or the top.
Depends on your hakpada, whether you're makbid or not.
Only on the inside.
Only on the outside also. Outside also a problem. Sure, yeah. But you scratch as best you can. Sometimes it comes to a certain point, it just doesn't come off. There's such strong glue, you can't remove it. So then you could just give up, and that's a good tevila. Okay. Sif Yudala now. Ein ma'minin katan al tevilas kelim. You don't trust a katan with respect to tevilas kelim. Ava im tavlo lufnei gadol have a tevila. But if he does it in the presence of a gadol, so then that's going to work. So if you look over now at the taz sif katan tezayin ein ma'minin katan lufisha tevilas kelim deraisa. It's a din deraisa. Vim tavlo lufnei gadol also tevila. It's a good tevila. Katsavatam. The reason is b'chumas hadashin da'afilu laharash the tevila nida. So tevelas tzricha kavana. A woman who goes to mikveh because of a nida requires kavana. So the example they give, let's say she falls into a mikveh accidentally, or more likely circumstance, she falls into the water. She falls off the boat. Let's say there's no chatitz at all. If she did not have kavana, that's not a good tevila. You need kavana for the nida. That's the Rosh Hashita. Mikomakom kan, when it comes to tevilas kelim, efshar legadol, shilameid lehakatan, sheyachavein letaher. You could teach a katan how to have kavana for the tevilas kelim. The od, the betvila zu she'enu mituma latara. Tevilas kelim is not changing status from tuma to tara like it is for nida. Ma leimalan debay kavana. Maybe tevilas kelim doesn't require kavana at all. Ad kan. That's the chumash adesh. Umidelo kasav kan rama. The fact that rama doesn't say this, shitzarech she'lamdenu hagadol, that the gadol needs to teach the katan. He doesn't say that. He just says that God has to stand over him, mashbisha toves keter ta'achron, meaning dekan lo ba'inan kavana klal. You don't need kavana for tevilas kelim, and the only reason why you need a gadol is just to make sure he's doing it the right way. Because people make a lot of mistakes when it comes to tevilas kelim. What's the biggest mistake people make with tevilas kelim? Doing it properly, anyone know?
Holding the tight? Or are we half and half?
That could be one. I think the biggest mistake, it doesn't happen to every kli, depends. If there's a cup, let's say, people put it down and then there's an air pocket and ends up not being a good. You put it, let's say, the cup upside down, so there's an air pocket, they think that's good. You have to put it right side up and let all the water flow into the cup, and only then will that be good tevila. So not because you need kavana for the katan, it's because he's doing it the wrong way, possibly. That's why you need the gadol to be omidol. That's the psak of the taz.
You did say in the taz in the beginning that the reason was going from tumah to kedusha.
All the way in the beginning. That's
different tumah, yeah, I guess.
Right. You have to look at the Rambam and the Yerushalmi, and I forget who else. No one takes a tumah seriously, like tumah of mace. It's just a way of saying of the, you know,
we're better than
something like that, right? Okay. Look now at Sifkatun Yud Zayin of the Taz. It says also love him tvila. So this is going on the Ramah that says although a katan can't do tvila on his own, if a gadol is omer love, it's a good tvila. Notice that. No, I'm sorry, we're not there yet. That's tesvav. Fine. So anyways, we paskin here that again, it's not a good tvila unless a gadol is watching him. Now this is very, very important. I imagine some of you who have young girls at home, they help bake. So one of the things you do when you check the eggs, you check there's no blood. Even though nowadays there's really no problem, even if there is blood, but we still all check. Are you allowed to have the child under the age of bas mitzvah checking for the eggs? Can you trust them?
You don't trust me.
That's true also. We can't trust Seth. But mitzvah halacha, are you allowed to trust a girl or a boy under the age of bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah? Halacha is you're not allowed to, even though they might be very smart and intelligent. Halacha tells us that nemanus only really kicks in after they've reached the age of bas or bar mitzvah.
Why
do
you say like by neder or something that they know what
to do? That's the Gemara itself says when it comes to neder, as long as they know who they're making a neder to or from, that's the Gemara itself. It's based on a pasuk. It says kiyafli neder samech lafla. The Gemara says there's something along the line. That's a special gzeres hakasav when they're close to that age. But outside of Exeris HaKasav, we don't have that anywhere else. If you look at Rabbi Kiva Eger, he says, Daraisa, it's going on that Taz. He says, Lefize, nearly any astaiti, de bechli zechuches ma'minin lakatam. When it comes to glass, we would actually trust the katam. De bechol zman lechuyama hatvila rak dirabanan. It's only midirabanan. Kemosha kasav pri chadash. Vechain kasav shagaz arye, vechain kasav shuas pri. Panim Neiros, I think. V'ulam, l'fim ashikas of Tosus Erevin, the dafka bedavar shelahem, the rami alai, only their items that they own, mehemni katanim bedirabanim. For themselves, we trust them to tovel their own glass. Aval b'shlichas lo, but to be a shliach for their parents, so then the katan ain shlichas lakatan, so it wouldn't work to tovel someone else's keli. That's what Rekiv Eger's chiddush is. So according to the first part of Rabbi Kiva Eger, since nowadays the need to check eggs, I believe, is only midirabana nowadays. You'll see tomorrow's daft is a Tosas, Gemara, and Tosas talks about when you buy certain items from the non-Jews, we're not choshesh that there's going to be blood in the egg, you know, blood spots. We're not choshesh nowadays. Certainly, Bizman Azeh is even less of a concern because none of them is really the dan that's a problem. So nowadays, the chiv is only midirabana, and so the chor, you should be able to trust the katan. But then, since it's going through shlichus, so then Rabbi Kiva Eger paskins ain shlichus lekatan, so you can't trust them even on dinei dirabanan.
Can he cook it for himself?
You cook it, yeah. L'chora, if it's his own, they could cook it for themselves. That's what it's mashra from this Rabbi Kiva Eger. This also comes up for as we're close to Pesach now. The Gemara talks about trusting katanim and women for bedikas chametz, and since the chacham said since everyone does bittel chametz. So bedikas chametz is only midirabanan, because since we all do bittel is one way of getting rid of any chametz you own. What's the need for bedika? That was a takanas chacham, so you don't come to eat it on Pesach. That's a dirabanan. So the Gemara says, since it's only dirabanan, the chacham said we could trust women and children with respect to bedikas chametz. So that's another model we have, where on dinei dirabanan we can trust people who we normally don't trust. Okay, now if you look at the Pischei Tshuva now, Sifkat in Yudalad, Ein Ma'amin in Katan, the Fisha Tevilas Chelem Deraisa, Taz, Vayim Pimer Gadim, Verachayim, Simen Tafnan Alef, Mishpital Sifkat in Vav, Kasav the Tzarech In, Da'af Bichli Zechuches, Shum Dirbanan. So even though glasses only Dirbanan, Gamken Nira De'eno Neman, it's interesting, a different reason why they're not trusted, Kevan Sheishla Chetzkas Isser. Since it's a Chetzkas Isser, so then, it's again, Rabbi Kiva Eger thought because ain shlichus. The Pischei Tshuva says because there's an isser involved. We can't trust him with isurim, ki besimen kuf chaf zayin sif gimel basof haga. Now that's interesting because who said tefilas kelim is an isser? The pasuk says the mitzvah asay to be tovil them. Whoever said there's an isser involved. I mentioned all in the beginning, remember the first chakira, is the tefilas kelim a mitzvah? And it's a bit of mitzvah if you don't, or is it a matir? So clearly, Pischei Tshuva is assuming it's a matir of an iser, while Rabbi Kiva Eger assumed it wasn't an iser, it was a mitzvah, but you can't have shlichus lakatan on a mitzvah. So then the Pesach Tshuva says, Mihu, Bizchuch is kol shegil yud gimel shana, ein tzarch livdok achar shtei saros. Normally, when it comes to Dine Deraisa, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishnah Berurah talks about this. When it comes to a mitzvah Deraisa, let's say, for example, this week's Parsha Zachar. So as a bar mitzvah boy allowed to lay in Parsha Zachar? Well, if we know he has shtei saros, then he's allowed to. If he doesn't have shnei saros, he's not allowed to because he's not a real bar mitzvah boy on a derais level. So we don't check the boy, obviously. So that's why we don't let bar mitzvah boys lein parsha zachar because it's a mitzvah deraisa. So he says when it comes to zechuches, which is only
or sfarim
either, right?
Not here.
sorry. And parsha zachar? Oh,
it could.
Yeah. That was a joke. We really do. He was joking at the time that one person said not. I wasn't here. Before my time. Wouldn't have happened if I was here. So
that was Parah.
It's even more of a chumrah.
Even better.
Okay. Well, I got a bunch of shilas already this week. Do women have to hear Parsha Zachar this week? One woman is going to Paris for Shabbos, and it's extremely dangerous that she can't walk out of the house.
Really?
Yeah. Extremely dangerous. Where the area that they live in, apparently even the Yishmaelim, but apparently it's so bad that even police officers won't go there. Only the military goes to this neighborhood. I don't know much about it.
What is she doing but there?
Family there. Whatever. That's not your
neighborhood in that
yeah.
Arab ghetto.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Talk to Sheldon Lerner. He'll tell you all about Paris. Okay.
That's a little weird.
So, anyways, so I said you don't have to go hear Parsha Zachar. It's a nice thing, but to certainly put yourself in danger. What? A man wouldn't either have to. I don't know. She didn't ask me about anyone else. She asked me about herself.
A woman doesn't have to go on Whitmer.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. It's a nice thing.
She's not
going to
hear Megillah either?
I didn't ask me. Parsha Zachar was the Shaila. It could be maybe Megillah should be able to drive there.
Drive a car,
different story.
Armored vehicle, yeah.
Armored vehicle, so. Anyways, okay. So,
So the Pesach Tshuva is saying it's an
Isser.
It's saying it's an
Isser
Derabanan?
No, it's Isser. On Tefillas Kelim by metal, it's an Isser Deraisa. To use them would be an Isser Deraisa
right,
without
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you look now at continuing the Pesach Tshuva, so again, when it comes to Zechucha, since it's Midrabanan, a bar mitzvah boy who doesn't have Shtei Saros, or we didn't check, we don't care to check, so he's allowed to tovel them. But when it comes to metal, which is a chiyav deraisa, then you would have to find out. We're not let him until you know for sure. Mihu, even when it comes to metal, you don't really have to know for sure. This iser of tefilas kelim is a much lesser iser than that of a normal iser deraisa. Kevin shim avar v'shtamish below tefilah. If you use it without being tovel, lo neser mashu betochu, it's not going to aser the contents. Kamosha kasuv bahaga, sof simenzeh, ukamosha kasafti svara, zuleel, and so on and so forth. Okay. Let's now continue back in the Shulchan Aruch Sif Tes Vav. Mechaber writes, im hitbil kelim, aide oved kochavim, also lem tvila, val eno neman ala tvila. So if a guy does it, it works, but we just don't trust him. So that's kind of doesn't really help much. But if a gadol is omed olav, so then it would actually work. Not such a clear case.
It's
yeah. It could be that the Shulchan Aruch says we would even trust them. Rama says it works, but we just don't trust them whether they did it correctly. So in a chanami, yeah, it could be. So then the Shulchan Aruch writes in Sif.
Yeah.
The Shach, where are you? Chavches?
Yeah. So it's the same Machlokes. Whether the woman bodies the Kavana by Neda.
Oh, so that's the question of the guy having Kavana or not. Okay. Interesting. Okay. Could be.
So cotton would be no good, but a Akum would be okay.
Yeah, that's what comes out from all this, right? Which sounds interesting, right? Okay. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Sif Tezayin Lesif of the Simon, Im Shachach V'lo Hitbil Kli Me'erev Shabbos, O Me'erev Yomtiv, if you forgot to Tova before Shabbos Yontif, what do you do? Give it to a goy as a gift. Then borrow from mimenu, and then you're allowed to use it. Mike was upset at me last night that I didn't give him this Eitza. He could have been given to his housekeeper to do. We'll see in just a second. We don't love this heter. The Rama writes, there's a place where there's no mikvah, so then you could also rely on this heter. V'im avar v'shamish b'kli below tevila lo nesar mashin ishamish bo v'yidbelenu od. If it's used without going to the mikvah, so it doesn't aser. It's aser to use such a keli, but it doesn't aser the food. So if you look at the shach, siv katan yud, rather the taz, siv katan yud ches, yinenu lo ovid kochavim b'matana, nirali dahai tikuna eino elo l'fisha, it's only temporarily. It's only for that Shabbos, but immediately after Shabbos is over, you shouldn't use it until you put it into the mikvah properly. If you look now at the shach, all the way to the bottom, Siv Katan Chav Tes, Yinenu Le'ovid Kochavim, Ayin Bor Chaim, Simon Shin Chav Gimel Siv Zayin, Kasar Havarav, Takana Acheres, he says, look it up, I'm not telling you. So Baruch Hashem, we have the Ber Hetev here. Look at the Ber Hetev, Siv Katan Chav Beis, all the way to the end of the Ber Hetev in parentheses, it tells you what it says in the Or Chaim there. So what's going to happen is that when you go to the mikvah on Shabbos, bring your pot with you in the mikvah, and then maybe once you're going for yourself, so then you could tovel the keli with you. That's the other eitzah.
You can't do that here.
Here, you can't bring kelim in? That's really?
Yeah, they don't.
I know that. Does it say that? Yeah.
No, doesn't say that.
Okay, I never did it. Don't worry, guys. I never went to mikvah on Shabbos either.
People have been told not to take their kelim with them when they go.
I'm surprised why there are no signs about that. Okay, fine.
So, in a sense, why isn't it taken mana?
Because it's you're going to mikvah. You're allowed to. A man could go to the mikvah on his own.
Right.
You have to just take some company with you. It's viewed as you just happen to be holding your pot. You don't want the guy next to you taking your pot. Take it with you. It's a harama of some sort. If you look at the Pischei Tshuva Sifkat and Tezvav, he frowns upon this eitz of giving to the guy as well. He says in Sifkat and Tezvav, Acharkach Yishalenu, I'm a Tshuva's Harashbash, Simon Tav Samiches, Shechocheich Beheter Zed Avi Karama. So he doesn't like the giving to your non-Jew and then borrowing it back from them. I think that's a playing game. It's stretching. They're using the halacha in a strange way. V'ayin b'tshuvas shagiz aryeh simen nunvav simen nunzayin shehela debein hashmashel shel erev Shabbos ve'erev yomtiv ein matbilin akli matecha shetzarach tefila min haTorah. Bein hashmashel, certain things are allowed. We could do isur derabanan there. So he thinks a medal which requires a tefila on a deraisa level, that's a tikkun mana in a much more serious way, that cannot be done. Interesting chilek about kli zechuch eshu midarbanan mutter. Since the requirement is only derabanan, so the tikkun mana is only a derabanan type of tikkun mana, so that's permitted during bein hashmashos. Aval bein hashmashos this Shabbos. That we're explaining the difference between kli zechuch eshu and matechos. Right, because the fixing of the metal is a more serious tikkun mana than that of glass.
So glass, in other words.
Even though tikkun mana in general is derabanan anyways, but it's a derabanan on a deraisa requirement, and derabanan versus a derabanan requirement.
So it would be easier to take then on Shabbos, taking glass.
That as well, in theory, but that chiluk we don't find anywhere. Aval bein hashmashos the Shabbos v'yomtiv gufayu afilu kli zechuches ein matbilin, the bein hashmashos on the way out. On the Motzei Yom Tov and Motzei Shabbos, even the glass would not be allowed. Mishum to have a tevila zu shlo letzarech hayom, because you're tovling on Shabbos as a hachana for Motzei Shabbos or for Motzei Yom Tov, and that would be a hachana that would not be allowed. That would be shlo letzarech hayom ella letzarech chol, and that would be aser. Okay, so we have a few more minutes. I'll go through a couple of things that are not brought down in the poskim here. Very forced addresses. One thing we didn't touch upon was the use of metal pans, rather aluminum pans. So one of the requirements of something being considered a kli is something that's used permanently. So disposable aluminum pans and things like that are discarded after one use. Sometimes you could use a second or a third time. But he says many people immerse, I don't know who these many people are, but many people immerse disposable tins, but in strict halachic terms, it's bothersome and unnecessary. So I know Hasidim are very makbid to tova them. Most people are not.
If you're going to use it for more than a couple of
times. If you do that, but most people I don't think do that. I know family that does this, but they don't tovel it. They use it multiple times. They don't tovel it, but they cover it with aluminum foil, thinking that aluminum foil is going to help. It's not a problem. So when I go to this person's house to figure out who it is, I throw them out in the garbage.
Hold on.
So, yeah.
Why can you use it for the first time? Why?
You can, because it's not considered a real kli. But once you decide that using it as a real kli, now it's a real kli, then it requires a tevila. He has a whole long appendix in the back discussing this topic. But he allows two or three times. So let's say you make chicken nuggets and then you want to put a second batch in. That's still like one use. It has to be within reason. My understanding, once you wash it and you use a second, that already to me is a considered permanent, more of a permanent use. And then I think it would require a tevila.
What about jars?
Jars. So those are, they talk about this case, you know, opening up, pickles, example. So taking them out, once you open up, you're leaving the rest in there. That would be considered a permanent use. So they discuss this. I think he must mention this down here. Rishon Zalman has a whole discussion about this. I think he thought that you might have to take it out. Let me think. Should I find what he says here? Also, a big shaila that comes up is drinking from a glass Snapple bottle. Nowadays, they start making hard plastic. You saw that? That's so much issue. But the glass, according to, I think, the Ma'aril is Machpid, you shouldn't drink directly from the glass. That would be a problem of using untoveled.
So with the pickle jar, if you're going to save it afterwards, even putting aside whether you need to take it out, if it's done.
Save them in a plenty of bottle of wine.
You would have to reuse, you'd have to total the bottle.
Yeah, for sure. That's for sure.
All you do is with your wine. They don't seem to take the shower like the shower's day.
I think she's old.
Always?
Always.
Okay.
Here we go. One who purchases food in a container need not immediately empty the container of its contents. Some authorities permit eating the food directly from the container. Some do. Drinking from a soda from a bottle, a glass bottle. Some do, not everyone. Rosh Shlomo Zalman felt that it was just, that's a way of emptying out the bottle. That's not called using the bottle, that's emptying out the bottle. Some authorities even permit returning extra food to the container, returning the remainder of a pickle into the jar, or returning extra wine into the bottle. Now, oftentimes the wine bottle is owned by Jews anyways. I'm not sure who makes it, though.
Yeah, the making of the bottle.
That's the mayor, I'm not sure, right.
So what about, the same thing could be about a crane jar?
Yeah, putting anything you put back.
No, I'm saying, yeah. Even though it's sold by a Heimish Jewish company,
the Chinese still making jars.
Now he says here, quoting from Moshe, once the container is emptied, there's a question whether one may refill it and use it as a container without tevila before him. There's an opinion that permits reuse of a glass, not a metal, but glass, as a container. So according to this opinion, one may reuse a glass juice bottle. There's some hold that way. Moshe writes that.
Glass.
According to Rav Moshe, I need to look at the shuva though.
Yeah.
They're being inspired in there.
Give you $10.
What?
Yes, what you want to have? Sparks,
no, that's the mistake I imagine he already done. I'm saying to go get the disposal of the shuva.
Okay, anyway, so the last thing here, just talking about electrical appliances. So we discussed that already, so I think we're done. So. It's a whole piece about here. You should tell them.
We don't know this. We don't know this. We can't take a swim.